So they're making an HD version of the Assassin's Creed Vita game that I hated. Which some people, I guess, didn't hate.
I guess people like walking around slowly in a beautiful gown.
That, seriously, like, that baffles me. The game's terrible. Like, some people, I can understand some people, like, want to be enthusiastic about because, like, it has a strong female character and that's cool and all, but, ugh. There's just, like, no especially on console. Like, why would you play that instead of just a real Assassin's Creed game?
So you get all the story.
The story's dumb. Just like people who like it. They're dumb. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for September 12th, 2013. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
How goes it?
Good.
Good. You're home early from work, so here we are recording. We go. You're doing wedding stuff. Did we ever talk about that you got engaged?
Yeah, I'm engaged.
Yeah, you're engaged, so.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on the show, so if anyone doesn't know, yeah, that's funny. I'm sure we'll still be doing this. You probably have 5 kids and we'll be doing this. I'll still be here in the basement.
That's bleak.
Yeah,
come on, Mike.
I'm having fun.
Well, that's you call it bleak.
I do it all right. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Sony had a bunch of stuff going on with their... Where did they announce all this?
TGS.
Did TGS happen then?
I guess. I don't know. I feel like not much else came of it.
This must have been some sort of pre-TGS event, because I feel like I heard nothing else from TGS except for this Sony stuff. But yeah, so we'll talk about that, and was there really much else? What else were we going to talk about?
Pretty much that.
Yeah, it's right before the holiday season's about to hit, so it's kind of slow. So we'll talk about that, then
it's the deep breath before the plunge.
Then talk about it in gaming.
Well, there were some Grand Theft Auto 5 screenshots, Mike.
Everyone, seriously though, the way people react, you think it would be like. I understand people are excited about Grand Theft Auto. I don't even remember it being this obnoxious when 4 was coming out.
Yeah.
Like, are people really that excited about a Grand Theft Auto game that's coming out on the tail
The map
end of
leak, the world's big. I'm like,
I know everyone's like freaking out about this map. But like,
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, it's a big map.
I looked at it though. I see like the city down here. And like. A bunch of countryside.
Well,
I don't
that's
know.
What people like that. That's what San Andreas did. People liked that. It was like a big.
Yeah, but that's not hard to make.
I don't know, AJ. Everyone likes Grand Theft Auto. Except
I guess.
It's weird. Like, I don't want to be down on it. I'm just like, I just don't care, and I feel like weird about it. I think everyone has that franchise like that, but it's like Grand Theft Auto is like so big that I just feel bizarre. But anyways, we'll talk about weekend gaming. I could talk about Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD Remix, which actually came out yesterday or 2 days ago.
2 days.
I beat Shin Megami Tensei 4. I want to talk about that for a little bit. And you've been playing more Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, and Diablo 3.
And, we didn't talk about that?
Nope.
Oh, good. Yeah, we got Diablo 3 on consoles and Rayman Legends, actually, too, right?
All
right. So, well, it's actually decent. More to talk there than I thought.
See?
So, yeah, we'll do that. And then talk about our community, check in with them real quick on Google Plus, and that'll be the show. But then we'll do the releases. So, let's get going with Sony then. So, they had their kind of event. They announced. The big one is this Sony Vita TV, which is weird because it's we've never really seen anything like this. The closest thing you can think of is like the weird Game Boy, like Super Game Boy kind of thing.
Well, the Game Boy Player, but like this is its own thing
and
entirely.
And it's a little. It looks like it's like about the size of a deck of cards.
It looks like that OnLive micro console.
It looks like a kind of like an Apple TV kind of thing. Like those, it's like in that range of hardware. It's like one of those things. And it's this little box, and you can play. Put in Vita games and like the Vita memory thing, and it's kind of a Vita.
It is a Vita. It's a Vita without a screen or a built-in controller,
right?
But with the ability to use a PlayStation 3, and I understand a PlayStation 4 controller when those are out.
Yeah, and it's cheapish, right? It's like
$100.
$100.
Has a gigabyte built into it, which is not a lot.
You're gonna have to there's a lot of the cost there is having to buy the ridiculous proprietary memory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of neat because, you know, it's going to be able to do a lot of those Vita things like streaming, all those services like that. So kind of like an Apple TV kind of thing would. And, I mean, it'll play Vita games. And not just Vita games, but, you know, you have access to that Sony store that has all those PlayStation 1 games and PSP games and stuff like that. So for a lot of people who maybe don't want to spend a lot of money to get a Vita necessarily, but maybe, you know, for $100 to get, like, something that can play all these PlayStation 1 games, some Vita games, and, like, it could be your, like, Netflix and Hulu kind of streaming device, It's kind of neat.
Well, I take it even a step beyond. You know, everyone talks about, like, yeah, I got, like, you know, all the good stuff in my living room or in the basement or wherever, but then, like, maybe I want something just, like, to have in the bedroom or something like that. Like, because it's a Vita, and because the Vita is going to stream your PS4, so will this.
Right, exactly.
So you can have your PS4 be in an additional room for another $100.
But yeah, that's kind of neat. And that's, like, the thing that's, like, I can't compare that to anything else. Like, that's a new, exciting feature.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Now, the question, though, is, like, some games just won't work on this.
Right.
Because
they need the touchscreens, the back and the front.
Right, and you kind of begin to wonder, because there's some games that you... Almost every game kind of uses that at least a little bit.
I'll tell you this right now. Like, Gravity Rush, which pretty much used the back touch as L2 and R2, is not compatible.
It's not compatible?
They released the list, yeah.
See, that's the problem, because, like I said, it's a game that's not very...
Reliant on it.
And, by the way, that would be the game, to me, that you would want... That kind of stuff.
Who knows? Maybe they'll patch it to support the controller.
I feel like they would want. Well, I think it would behoove them. Yeah, honestly, it's like
get some games to get people. What I almost wonder is, let's say this thing takes off.
Mm-hmm.
Do developers are they like, well, fuck the touchscreen then? People are buying these Vita TVs.
Maybe. Which, you know, was that such a bad thing? I don't know. But no. Even just like the Killzone game that just came out, you know, it has like a weapon where you can shoot missiles at people by touching on the screen. And even though it's a little thing, you kind of need the touchscreen to do it.
Right.
See, that's kind of like the weird thing about this. Like, so what? Like, what games were on that list?
Persona.
Okay, that's good. That makes sense.
What was the Soul Sacrifice?
Soul Sacrifice.
That was on there. The list was in Japanese, and okay. I ran it through Google Translate with mixed results.
Right.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I guess
anything
doesn't really do too much with
big
that.
On there.
Like gyroscope stuff, you can just kind of do with
the controller.
Right. But Uncharted probably doesn't work.
Huh? Well, no, because you have to do those charcoal rubbings and all that bullshit.
Yeah, all that craziness, huh? See, that's kind of weird, because it's... Like, that's kind of, like, the one downside, really. If it really was, like the Super Game Boy or the Game Boy Advance Player, where it could play all Vita games, that's cool. Mm. That's kind of the big caveat right now.
Yeah. But, like you said, it will play every PSP game, and when you're playing the PS1 games on it... You could actually Bluetooth two PS3 controllers to this.
Right.
So it kind of becomes a very interesting digital-only PlayStation 1 console.
Yeah, and it's kind of it is kind of cool, like, what you can maybe do with that.
And even like you said, too, when you consider, like, having to buy memory cards. But, like, for guys like us who have a Vita, and maybe we just want that option to play big screen, you could just pop your memory card out and slide in this thing and have all that
content.
Right,
right. And, well, that's still kind of my question, like, as cool as I think this is, do I really want one?
I could see it being appealing for the extender capability.
For me, I'm going to play everything in the one room, so that's not too big a deal for
me. But I think, like in the future, my fiance and I talked about getting, like a three-story townhouse with, like, a finished basement.
Oh, my God. You guys are talking about this. All right, great. Okay.
Well, it's a good example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, go ahead. I hate to bring this thing in here. All I hear about is this
shit,
guys.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, let's say, like, I want my PS4 in the basement where I'm going to have kind of all my stuff, but I want to be able to access in the living room, like, if we're going to watch a Blu-ray or mm-hmm. I just want to play a game upstairs, whatever. Boom. I throw one of these in the living room TV, and my PS4 essentially is in both rooms.
Right, right. No, that is pretty cool. I'm still, like, just interested to see how that stuff works, even with just the Vita, like, that whole...
I always assumed it was just local streaming, but they put out their, like, life in a day in a life of PlayStation video, and it was, like, you know, a bunch of Japanese kids, like, using all their Sony products. Right. And the one girl did, like, she was playing a PlayStation 4 game, and she's like, oh, I gotta go to class. So she, like, throws her Vita in her bag, then goes in, like, the cafeteria at school, pulls out her Vita, connects to Wi-Fi, and starts playing Knack. On her Vita.
That sounds like... That's like bizarre territory.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that works.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm trying to think, what kind of Wi-Fi does her school have?
Yeah, honestly.
You know? Like, you'd have to have a good connection.
She's Japanese, so yeah.
But, I mean, if that works, that's great.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of nice to see them trying to do some things with the Vita. Kind of drum up some ideas or whatever.
Well, the other thing they did with the Vita is announced a hardware refresh.
Right. What's new here?
So... It's thinner, it's lighter. Every article I read is like, it now has a 5-inch screen. I go, what was the other one? I actually haven't even looked.
That the screen, like, quality-wise is not as good.
Well, it's an LCD screen as compared to the OLED screen of the Vita.
Okay.
I think this one's bigger. Google that real quick while I talk about it? Just see how big the Vita screen is. Take this with a grain of salt, because it was like a kid with a camera phone. He went up to a store display, but he put his Vita next to the refreshed Vita to compare the screens.
Uh-huh.
The colors look way washed out on the new one.
Really?
Like, not good at all.
This thing says 5-inch OLED on the original.
Okay, so they're the same. So, yeah, you're getting like a slimmer, lighter body. It has a gigabyte of memory built in again, which, again, is nothing.
Right. It's not like a ridiculous upgrade.
No, it's not like...
But this is what they did with the PSP, right?
Yes and no, but like, I don't look at this and go, damn it, I want that one instead of mine. You did with the PSP ones.
Kind of.
Like, you got better size and stuff, but we have the better screen.
Yeah.
In my opinion, clearly better screen.
That's kind of... So that's how they're kind of getting some of the cost back.
Yeah. And it comes in all kinds of wacky colors.
But hey, there you go, there's something. I do like my Vita.
Yeah.
I've
got no problems with that piece of hardware, so that's fine. It's nice to see them finally kind of pushing this. I think they've come to realize, this seemed pretty clear after, Gamescom, when they announced all the indie games. We're like, wait a minute, all these $10 and $15 indie games were released for the PS3? Why aren't these all on the Vita?
Right,
why don't we have Rogue Legacy and Spelunky and Fez on this thing?
It's kind of just awkward. Like, I remember E3 where they just did not talk about the Vita. A super new system. I know they had to push the PlayStation 4, but I mean, it was like awkward.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they took Gamescom and now Tokyo Game Show to like showcase the Vita quite a bit.
Yeah, but I think like that kind of indie game mindset for it is a good fit for the Vita, because they're games that aren't going to quite run on like an iPhone.
Right, no. Like, Guacamelee was a game I loved playing on the Vita.
That's a good example.
It's a great place for that.
It's not huge. It's not like a 5 gigabyte download, it's going to fit.
Is DuckTales on Vita?
No, but that'd be awesome. It should be, because
that's where I would play.
I wonder, even like Castle of Illusion.
Castle of Illusion, exactly. Like, a lot of these games, like a lot of these kind of indie games, like, why not play them on the Vita?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That Puppeteer game, was that a Vita game or was that a PlayStation 3 game?
PlayStation 3.
Maybe it should be Vita.
But now, like you say, too, with this PlayStation TV... You know, you're faced with that choice. Like, do I buy it on my PS3 so I can play on the TV? Or, like, let's say DuckTales was on Vita.
Yeah.
Now you have the option.
I do wonder what some of these, what these games will, like, look like on the TV, too.
Well, it plays 720p and 1080i, not 1080p, which is going to be fine.
Imagine getting, like, the Vita, like, playing the Vita version of PlayStation All-Stars on the TV. Is it going to look just like the PS3 version, or not quite as good?
It's probably not quite as good.
Yeah, but I just, like, I wonder what it looks like.
That'd be an interesting comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, having on two inputs and flitch back and forth between the inputs.
Right.
Like, set up a multiplayer game, even.
Right.
Interesting. Well, and we should say, too, they technically have not announced this for America yet. I'd be shocked if it didn't.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I think they probably release it post-holiday, if anything.
I think so too.
Speaking of,
I want to put the PlayStation Vita TV up against the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Well, speaking of post holiday, that's when the PS4 is coming out in Japan.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm surprised the PlayStation 4 is not making it this year in Japan.
Well, you know, like, and people were saying this at E3. It's the most Western feeling Sony hardware ever. And
really, this
kind of reinforces that, I guess.
It's kind of like, I don't want to say they don't care about the Eastern thing, but they definitely want to get them over here first.
Huh? Comes out on my birthday in Japan, coincidentally.
I mean, I guess, well, because in Japan, they don't really have to compete with Microsoft, right?
No.
And it looks like they don't have to compete with Nintendo too much either. They kind of have that territory locked up for this
pretty
generation.
Good, pretty good.
Like, unless something crazy happens, they'll be fine.
Did you say they also said the Final Fantasy 14 beta will begin same day?
PlayStation 4 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
I wasn't clear on this. Some people made it sound like if you own the PlayStation 3 version, you got the beta for free. Others made it sound like you got the game for free.
I was about to talk. Yeah, I meant to ask you. That's what it sounded like to me, was that you get the game.
That's kind of sweet.
I don't know if now you're making me question it, but I thought I read that.
Yeah, I guess it's confusing. I don't know if something's getting lost in translation, because it's multiple sources.
Right, right. Well, even so, at least getting the beta. Because like I said, I like the PlayStation 3 version was cool. I thought it controlled mostly well. The graphical.
Doesn't look good.
No, I mean.
Yeah, compared to running it on a decent computer. Right.
But I mean, PlayStation 4, sure. Hit me up with that. What else? Did they say anything else? Did they really say anything about PlayStation 4?
Besides that, it's just not coming that there. Date. Yeah, that's the thing. I think because it's not launching anytime soon, it wasn't a huge focus.
True. All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we get into what we've been playing?
We may as well touch on the new iPhones real quick.
Oh, God. I don't care. The only thing I think is kind of neat is the thumbprint thing.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's neat, but I don't know. Besides that, I'm sure it's just nicer, right?
It's going to have a 64-bit processor, which is letting them, like, basically, from what the guy... They announced Infinity Blade 3 is coming out with it.
Who cares about Infinity Blade
anymore? I know, but the thing that's interesting is because they said it's basically now, because of the new processor, the Unreal Engine on mobile does everything Unreal 3 on, like, a console does.
Good for them.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about Diablo.
Sure.
It's because we got to play it, just me and you, for a little bit.
We red-boxed it, because, like I said, we played this game to death on PC. I didn't feel the need to buy it for $60.
I don't want to pay $60, but I wouldn't mind owning...
For $30, if it goes, like, on a Black Friday sale, I'd get it.
Well, because me and you played, then a couple of my friends played, we got to do four-player also. But, like, what's cool in... It's when you play it like this couch co-op thing, it begins to feel almost more like playing like a Gauntlet Legends, you know? Yeah. And you kind of like, and when we were playing it, because we beat it already, and, you know, we were kind of just like skipping all the story stuff. You know, we weren't taking the game very seriously.
Right.
And I have to say, it was kind of a lot more fun for it.
Yeah.
You know, because that was kind of like the downside with Diablo 3 was like, you know, it was fun still, but like the plot... wasn't as dramatic as they thought it was.
It's kind of like this almost uncanny valley of seriousness. Like, the more serious it gets, the more ridiculous elements of it are.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of just worry about fighting things. And, you know, again, having that whole couch co-op thing with it.
Couch co-op is fun. It's a little clunky in just, like, the way it handles loot. Just because everything just drops, and, like, it's kind of unclear what you're grabbing.
Well, yeah, like, grabbing the loot is a little difficult.
Even so, like after you've grabbed it, I like how you can kind of just flick up and down the D-pad to see loot. But why can't you do that before you even pick it up?
Right, yeah, but yeah.
Because, like, you, like, pick something up, and you're like, oh, this is not even close to good for me. Now I gotta drop it.
But what you're saying, when you pick an item up, you can just use the D-pad without going, like, the full menus. Because only one person can go in the menu at a time.
Yeah, that's the other thing that slows down the game.
But you can use the D-pad to, like, very quickly see if what you picked up is an upgrade and to equip it or drop it, which is very nice. And again, there's, like, less loot drop, less trash loot. So there's not nearly as much as, like, oh...
No, the only things they ever give you loot are going to be boss creatures and chests. Like, regular mobs don't really... Yeah, I don't think they dropped anything.
Maybe a little, I can't remember yet, but gold, not as much. Gold and potions, maybe. But yeah, you're right, and which is nice. I think like the regular games.
They do a smart thing with potions too, where grabbing one heals everybody.
Yeah, but they not the potions, but like those health orb things.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's just it feels kind of better, like moving around with the left stick, and like they make the right stick like this kind of dodge button thing, and you know, there's just something more it's just something about pushing the buttons that's a bit more satisfying than right clicking and things.
Yeah, it felt really good.
It did. It was very fun. I would not mind playing more of it. It's like I said, I think it might be better on console, really. Yeah. It's kind of more...
Blasphemy.
Yeah, it's just kind of more fun. So we did that. Then we played Rayman Legends, which, I mean, it's everything that the demo led me to believe would be. It's just this really clever, super fun co-op.
There was a level we did that really impressed me, and it was the quicksand level.
Mm-hmm.
So in this level,
Everything's
sinking in the quicksand except you. Which means all the buildings around you are sinking. So, like, it's kind of like a twist on the, like, going up the tower as, like, fire's rising. But it's, like, the tower's falling down.
Yeah, and it looks
but then things fall sideways in all different directions.
Right.
And the whole time we're doing it, I'm just like, this is so smart. Like, this had to be so hard to design.
The game's just... And like the way the game can just get you so nervous. I mean, you start freaking out.
Even like, I was like, all right, I'll play Murray because I want to see what this control pass stuff's all about. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be like the baby mode or whatever.
You didn't want to give Murray over.
No, I didn't. It was a blast. I was having all kinds of fun.
It's fun because like you want to get mad at the other person, but you know that both jobs are so hard.
Really hard.
It was funny because there was like a boss fight where you weren't allowed to be Murray, so you were just playing as like another character, and you hadn't played at all.
Yeah, I was like, oh god, buttons.
Within like 10 seconds, you somehow killed me and then yourself. And like not like just by because like you actually did a thing. Like you literally deliberately walked up to me, hit me off the ledge, and then just like jumped off.
That wasn't entirely an accident. I mean, I didn't mean to kill you. I'm sorry.
It was funny. It's like AJ, no, what?
What are these buttons?
It just happens
do?
So fast. But it is. I mean, it's a great looking game. Just like Origins was really, but it's just fun. Super satisfying to play.
I wonder, I really wonder what it's like on the other consoles where Murray's just being played by AI.
Can't imagine it being as good.
No, not even
close.
That's
the fun to me. I mean, it's a good 2D platformer. If I was going to play anything else, I'd like maybe the Vita, just because it'd be cool to, like, you know.
Origins is coming to PlayStation Plus on the Vita, so I'm going to be excited to try that.
I heard people say it like that. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think it would be the same.
No.
Not at all. And, also, like, those music levels are so cool, too.
You know, tangentially to that, you see they announced a new one for iOS?
Mm-hmm.
The Fiesta?
It's Fiesta Run?
Fiesta Run or something? Yeah. Which That's is good. I like great, because Jungle Run was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I beat Shin Megami Tensei 4. So I'll talk about this a little bit. And I didn't talk about this last week, did I?
No, not beating it.
Right, and I just kind of, you know, I liked the game. I did not love it. Maybe these super dungeon crawlery things aren't for me. Because it's just, there's just no emotional kind of
It's just payoff. Fighting monsters for fighting monsters'
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, and like, but like usually there's kind of something to it. And the game did this thing that drives me crazy in a lot of games where, you know, like throughout the game, like there's people asking you a moral choice question, and there's always two answers,
mm-hmm.
and they're always complete opposite ends of the spectrum. Like they're both crazy people, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, oh, how do we solve world hunger? Well, maybe we should just eat children, or everybody starves, you know. It's like, these are your choices.
Yeah.
And like I just select random things from either one, and then like at the end of the game, like I'm like on this side doing this extremist radical stuff I don't agree with at all, and it's like, what the hell is happening? And there is like some sort of neutral ending you can get, but it's like super hard, and I'm like, what's happening? Whatever, I beat the game. Fine, yeah, it's great. But, I mean, and again, the third game, I swear to God, all these times people are like, oh, yeah, it's 100 hours long. Yeah, it's 60 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, sounds, I know it's long, but, I mean, it's a difference of 40 hours from what everybody's telling me, you know? That's the same. The worst was freaking,
Twilight Princess?
Yes.
It was like, 100 hours Zelda 100 game.
Hours. It was like, oh, yeah, it was 30 hours
yeah,
long.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I want to play Zelda for 100
yeah,
hours. It's too old.
Right. I'm like, everyone always, I don't know. I swear I'm not just, like, super fast at beating games.
Maybe you're really good.
Yeah, right. I'm just the best ever.
Too bad it's not competitive in any
but,
way.
But, like I said, like, I liked it. I was glad I played it, but, like, it's not going to stick with me.
You're not going to be excited for Shin Megami Tensei 5?
Nah. I think I'm kind of done with this main series. I think I kind of realized I like Persona.
Right.
I don't necessarily need to play Strange Journey and all this stuff.
Okay.
Okay, what else was there? I mean, I know you've been playing more Final Fantasy XIV. You got to do, like, dungeons and stuff now.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It is.
I was so bummed last night. I went to go play it, and it was maintenance.
Lame.
I know. But yeah, we should say, all the tech issues, gone.
Yeah, right.
I've been logging in. Ever since they did, like, the, okay, guys, we're going
to
fix our shit, and I was like,
Yeah,
they fixed their shit.
I was kind of skeptical. I was like, yeah, sure, they're going to do one patch. Everything's going to be fine. I'm like, oh, it is.
Yeah, you know.
So, honestly, it's weird because, like, at first it seemed like it was a disastrous launch, and now you're like, in the grand scheme of things, compared to most, I mean, you know, you kind of expect that first week to not be great. I mean, the first week was bad, but at least, I mean, like I said, it works pretty perfectly now.
What I've come to love about this game is it does something I feel a lot of MMOs don't do anymore, where I'm just discovering stuff.
Yeah, like,
for the sake of discovering it. Two examples. I completed a quest. I was all about to just do the home spell to go back to my town to turn it in, when I noticed on the map that there was a dock that was also going to take me to my city. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was there. I, like, canceled the spell and, like, ran across, like, just, you know, a little while to get to this town. And then, like, I'm like, oh, someone has a quest here. What is it? It's the quest to dye my clothes. Because I'm sick of wearing, like, pink and blue.
Right.
And I was like, oh, like, this is great. Like, I just found it. That's so cool. Then another time, I don't even remember where I was trying to go, but I just kind of ran off the road because I saw something, and it was the entrance to a dungeon. So I joined the duty finder, and I ran this dungeon, got good loot and everything, and I was asking you, like, oh, yeah, did you do this dungeon where, like, the floor gets electrified and you have to run on this ramp, and you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I just
like, and
you've
played
way.
It a lot more than me, and you didn't even see that yet.
Cool.
I just think that's so cool.
You see WoW's new content patch just went
live
yesterday.
The Siege of Orgrimmar.
Orgrimmar, yeah, where you had to kill Garrosh Hellscream. And it's weird, because I think it can't be the last patch until the next expansion, but it seems to tie up the Mists of Pandaria storyline. Which is weird. It's usually when this patch comes out, like, the next expansion has been announced.
Yeah. Well,
like,
maybe they're getting ready.
Yeah. It must be. But, I mean, I guess one of the things it has that's interesting is flexible raids, where, you know how, like, raids are either 10-man or 25-man? Mm. Well, now you can have any number from 10 to 25, and it will scale the difficulty.
That's smart.
Which is kind of neat.
Well, again, and I think I said this, but that's what I like about 14, is I've done dungeons and quests and boss fights that I never got to do in WoW.
You're right, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and I'm level 20, like the Ifrit fight.
Yeah, that was cool.
Great.
Really cinematic.
I had just a blast doing that.
The other thing they had like this weird thing where it's like solo instance things where it's like basically kind of, it sounds kind of like training you for like raids where it's like a series of tasks based on tanking, defending, or healing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know. It's kind of weird though. It's like, can you go back to WoW?
I did. You know, they let you play for free to level 20 just a few weeks ago. I was like, kind of just want to scratch that itch a little bit, and I never played on my new computer, so I did that, and I was like, alright, I made a paladin and tauren, and I was like, yay. It's WoW.
It's still there. It'll always be there.
Pretty much.
Right.
I'd be fascinated if that ever goes free to play. Just to see how it'd work.
Yeah. I don't think it would go free to play. I think they'll keep introducing kind of like
microtransactions
and stuff like that, and cosmetic things, but no, I don't think it would go just straight to free to play. I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD Remix. My review went up for that. I mean, I like Kingdom Hearts a lot. This is it looks a lot better. It looks real good.
I'm surprised they redid all the music.
Yeah, that was the thing that impressed me. That's like the kind of like, okay, I'm playing the Zelda HD thing right now. That's like, and then the HD conversion looks a lot better than Zelda. It's like one of the best I've seen, probably because, like, you know, the starting thing looked better. But, like, the music is kind of like, it sounds so GameCube-y, you know? Yeah,
like MIDIs and stuff.
And you kind of wish, like, that they did with this Kingdom Hearts thing. They were, they kind of re-recorded everything. And not like the Kingdom Hearts thing sounds, like, I'll tell you what, like, at first I didn't even really realize it until, like, you know, music kind of sounds better. Did they do it? I'm like, oh, yeah. But it's a cool touch. But, I mean, I'm surprised the games have aged as well as they did. Plus, it has the, Chain of Memories, like the PlayStation 2.
How was that? I haven't talked to you.
It's pretty cool, you know, like, it's funny because, like, I have a much better handle on the card battling mechanic this time than I did on Game Boy Advance for some reason. Surprisingly complex and deep.
Yeah, it probably helps to have more buttons to use.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it.
Don't forget.
You know, that's right, because I remember you had to, like, push L and R together to do a lot of things.
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance had two face buttons. A lot of people don't remember that.
That must be it, yeah. I think it just helps with that. That's on PlayStation 2. It then has, like, the movie version of the DS game, 358 over 2 days, which name I remember now, which it's like a three-hour movie, just all the cutscenes, which, I mean, I enjoyed watching as a Kingdom Hearts fan. It's not, like, a good movie, per se, as, you know, as a kind of fan service, it was good. But no, it's a pretty good combo, and I think it's, like, $40 for, like, the whole thing.
Not bad.
So it's nice.
I'll be excited when they do, like, Kingdom Hearts 2 with Birth by Sleep, maybe the cutscenes of Dream Drop Distance.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that's like the kind of the thing is, like, I like Kingdom Hearts 2 more than Kingdom Hearts 1, so that would be
it. I kind of wish this just came out in the Vita, too.
Yeah, I don't know why not. I'm surprised it didn't come out on Xbox, actually, too. That's kind of weird to me.
Because the 3 is going to be multi-platform, right?
Yeah, so, like, why not? But hey. All right. We'll see what the community's talking about. They're kind of going on about the Sony thing in Japan, too. And, They kind of talking about the redesign a little bit, and they're calling it more of a refinement, kind of like what we were talking about. People seem to be kind of surprised about the whole not coming out in Japan in this year sort of thing. I want to comment, we already talked on all this.
Yeah.
When is it coming out in Europe? Is it this year?
Remember, it's 2 weeks after it comes out here, because remember it goes PS4 North America, Xbox One Worldwide... Well, the launch countries over there. And then PS4 Europe a week after that.
Apparently they announced a new Suda 51 game for PlayStation.
Oh, whatever.
No one seemed to care about that last one.
Did you hear about the one mode in the new one, whatever it's called?
What is it called? No one even knows.
Killing
something? What?
Suda 51 dumb game.
You're a big fan, at you.
Listen to this. This is ridiculous. If anyone else did this, they'd be like... Petitions would go up to have them sent to jail. After you do, like, a combat mission, your character's supposed to be, like, some kind of Japanese version of James Bond, I guess. Mm-hmm. You go on dates. The whole mechanic of the date is you have to stare at the girl's breast without her noticing. And then when you fill up a juice meter...
Juice?
When the juice gets full, you're rewarded with a gift that you can then give the girl.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, look, no one's... I think no one's complaining about this. No one's playing this
game.
You
know what? You ever notice this guy has a new game come out every 6 months, and they're all from a different publisher?
Yeah.
Anyone ever think there's a reason for that?
Well, who knows?
I think he's a complete hack. You can hate me if you want. I've played most of his games. They're fun for 5 minutes, and then they get really old.
Mohammed Alharez has posted an interesting picture of a Metal Gear jousting with a knight.
And that's why you think the horses are in there, man. There's going to be a horse, and I'm so confused. Is it the Phantom Pain, or is it Ground Zeroes?
I really think they're one game. I don't know. I am 90% certain that they're both just... It's like the Ground Zeroes is like the tanker mission.
Yeah.
That's what I think is happening. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't... It's not like... I don't think that Ground Zeroes is a separate game like people are saying.
Did you see Hajima's clarification of the erotic thing? Because I want them to be sexy. Like, look,
well,
dude.
Yeah, we get it. I know, he's like, oh, it's going to be justified. I'm like, sure. Yeah. Whatever. It's
good. There's a pretty good picture going around where it's like Snake wearing the Quiet's outfit, and it's like...
Yeah, that's funny. Although you see, like, the one guy in the industry, like to come out really criticizing and call it disgusting with somebody who works at 554 Games, like the Bungie, I mean, you know, not Bungie, the ex-Bungie, the Halo guys, and they have the, you know...
You mean 344.
Yeah, whatever. What did I say?
Oh, that was 554 or something. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
343.
The Halo guys. Yeah. And of course, you know, they have freaking Cortana, who's just a naked blue girl.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about, I know you're talking about. He used to write for 1UP, and he worked for game videos.
Oh, really?
His name is eluding me.
Well...
Yeah, he was on Twitter pretty upset, I saw.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, you know, pot calling the kettle black. You can't... What, you know? What, you don't think Cortana is gratuitous?
Well, the one defense I'll offer is they inherited Cortana, but still.
Well, so they upgraded her 2 and 4 quite a bit, so... All right, releases then, huh?
Yes, what's coming out?
Da-da-da, Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs.
I heard not as scary as the first one.
Interesting. That Puppeteer game for PlayStation 3, which looks nice.
I don't even know anything about it, but everyone's sort of really high on it.
Everyone's really high for it, except for Gabe and Tycho, apparently.
Oh,
I say everyone
too
talks
bad.
Too much, but yeah.
Elder Scrolls Anthology. God, I have no reason to buy it, but I want it.
Arma 3, which is like a super like simulator-y army game.
Yeah, the Arma 2 is what spawned War Z.
Yeah. I think like it's a big with the modding community, these Arma
games.
Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix, PlayStation 3, Killzone Mercenary for Vita, a lot of games I reviewed are finally coming out, NHL 14.
Oh, yeah, I need to download the demo for this, because I guess the demo also includes the demo for the 94 Classic Mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's cool.
DuckTales Remaster for Xbox, finally. All right, well, that's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. Also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and go to our Google Plus community and join our conversations there. And be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.